Be prepared to pay a lot more for fresh fruit this summer, if you can find it in stores. Severe winter weather, dry conditions and plant diseases have reduced expected fruit crop production in the prairie's main fruit suppliers. Warm weather in January got the sap in fruit trees flowing and a sharp cold snap killed the buds. Few trees will be able to produce in time for a harvest. The BC Fruit Growers Association estimates between 30% and 100% of the sweet cherry crop was destroyed by weather and plant disease. The same estimates noted similar damage was done to peach, apricot and plum orchards and grapevines. Some apple trees were damaged, but spring weather may allow growth of fruit. Apple production has been declining as fewer trees are planted, with gains in cherry acres. Smaller Canadian crops will require imports from the United States and elsewhere, with freight and currency exchange costs boosting prices for consumers. In the states of Washington and Oregon, fruit trees sustained some winter damage but appear to be all right. Citrus crops in Florida, the largest source of oranges and grapefruit, will be down. Tree damage from several hurricanes and tree disease have reduced long-term production. Florida's citrus production last year was the lowest in 45 years. The United States Department of Agriculture estimates national production of peaches and sour cherries will fall, but sweet cherries and grape output will increase. Ron Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net.